The Denver Nuggets will celebrate their 2023 championship title with a parade Thursday morning. The parade will begin at 10 a.m. at Union Station and will proceed down 17th Street to Broadway, then head south to end the parade at Civic Center Park. Commuters and residents of the downtown area can expect delays for at least 2 hours. Gun violence marred initial celebrations of the Nuggets' victory, but police are downplaying the connection to the basketball game. Ryan Bigham has more.
Police say a mass shooting in downtown Denver that wounded 9 people just after midnight on Tuesday morning was not related to the simultaneous Nuggets victory celebrations in the area. Denver police report that several individuals were involved in an altercation that ended in shots fired from multiple firearms. 5 of the victims have been released from the hospital, and the other 4 are in fair condition. The gun violence prevention organizations Moms Demand Action and Students Demand Action said in a joint statement Tuesday that despite recently passed gun safety measures, there is, quote, still much more work to be done. Colorado lawmakers passed 5 such gun violence laws during the recently completed 2023 legislative session in response to nationwide gun violence, as well as multiple Colorado mass shootings. For KGNU, I'm Ryan Bigham.
In a separate incident, one man is dead and another is wounded after a road rage incident in the shoulder of I-25 Tuesday afternoon. The 2 victims were driving together and had stopped their vehicle in the middle of the right lane under West 6th Avenue. One of the victims, a passenger from the stopped car, approached a car behind them. The driver of that car pulled out a firearm and shot the victim in broad daylight. The suspect then drove away while firing several shots, leaving the second victim, the first car's driver, wounded. An on-duty Denver detective conducted a traffic stop on the suspect's vehicle after hearing the gunshots. The suspect has been identified and is being held for 2 counts of first-degree murder. A former Aurora police officer accused of punching a disabled woman while off-duty has resigned. According to 9 News, Douglas Heron is facing 3 counts of assault and 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon for 2 separate incidents that occurred within weeks of each other. According to the report, Heron was on administrative leave after allegedly shooting a suspect on a December 31st domestic violence call. Less than 2 weeks later, in January of 2023, he was accused of attacking a disabled woman in a parking lot near his house, who was walking in the middle of the street with her dog. Heron is awaiting a hearing for the alleged assault on June 21st. An influential figure in natural resources laws and tribal advocacy has passed away at 81. KGNU's Kira Zizzo has more.
University of Colorado Boulder professor Charles Wilkinson died June 6th from complications after a stroke. Wilkinson was renowned for his expertise in tribal affairs and environmental issues in the West, actively collaborating with tribal nations on various legal matters. His teaching approach involved immersive experiences, including taking students to explore rivers, abandoned mines, and visit Native American tribes, effectively bringing history, legal, and policy issues to life. Wilkinson told students that their role is to facilitate the voices that aren't being heard. Throughout his extensive career, spanning almost 6 decades, Wilkinson authored several books, including widely recognized casebooks on Indian law and federal public land law. For KGNU, I'm Kira Zizzo.
The state of Colorado is introducing a vehicle exchange program in an effort to incentivize the adoption of electric vehicles. The program will enable income-qualified Coloradans to exchange their old or high-emitting vehicles for rebates that can go towards the purchase of an electric vehicle. This rebate will provide partial coverage for the upfront expense of the electric vehicle at the time of the purchase from authorized dealers. The so-called Vehicle Exchange Colorado program is due to launch in August of 2023. Today in Boulder, mostly sunny with a high near 77 degrees, 40% chance of showers after 2. And tonight, a low of 54 degrees with a chance of showers after 9 p.m. Today in Denver, mostly sunny with a high of 79 degrees, a chance of showers after 3. Cloudy night with a low of 54 degrees and a 30% chance of showers after 9 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.